Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Let's see, today is November 30th, isn't it? So that means only, how many days till Christmas?
It's not November 30th, Mr. Postmaster.
Oh, you're right. Well, I guess it's November 31st then, isn't it?
Well, it's the day after November 30th, all right. But that means December 1st.
What would I do without you, Miss Message? I'll just flip the page of my calendar. There you are. Right. It is December 1st.
I thought it'd never get here.
Well, it is. And it's time for another story from one of the students at Grimes School. Have you picked one?
I've got two tonight.
Two? Hey, terrific. Do I get to read one?
Yeah, since I read one last night, it's your turn now.
Well, all right. This is the one you want me to read.
Mm-hmm, right.
Who in the world wrote this? Catherine Cunningham. What? She's in English. What class? What grade?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade English. Well, let's see what little Catherine writes. Oh, this looks nice. It's a Christmas recipe. Ingredients. Now, here's what you do. If you want to make up some Christmas, you listen to Catherine's recipe here. The ingredients are 2 sticks of joy, 1 Santa, 1 Christmas tree, 1.5 cups of Advent calendars, 10 cups of money. It does take a lot of money to make a Christmas, apparently. 1 teaspoon of evaporated snow, 2 cups of presents, and 1 red nose of reindeer. Now, if you've got all those things assembled, says Catherine Cunningham, here's how you make your Christmas. To begin, melt joy over low heat, peel Santa, and drop in bowl. Then, pluck the tree, making sure you get all the needles. Slice and add here and there. Pour in calendars and snow and money while constantly stirring. Mix with a blender till smooth, and then heat over 350 degrees of love for Jesus. Let sit for 1 eve, letting it cool in the winter air, of course. And last, add on the top the red nose to the top. And, says Catherine, for more seasoning, sprinkle on presents before mixing. A Christmas recipe from Catherine Cunningham. Whose story is this one, Miss Message?
Well, this one isn't signed, but it's...
It isn't?
No, but it's entitled The Sad Tree. Once there was a little Christmas tree standing in a lot full of trees. The tree had a few brown needles around the bottom of it and a little more at the top. About 3 days before Christmas, a little girl named Sue and her parents were looking for a Christmas tree. As soon as Sue saw the little tree, she loved it. Her parents were looking at a great big tree. She ran over to them and said, "Oh, please get me the little tree over there." But her parents said, "No." She was very, very sad. The next day, Sue went to see the little tree again. She said, "You poor little tree, I wish I could take you home with me." Sue went home. She asked her parents again if she could have the tree. They said no. She ran to her room and cried for a long time. The next day was Christmas Eve. She was very sad about the little tree. That night she cried herself to sleep. Sue dreamt that the tree was taken away and chopped up for firewood. All of a sudden she woke up. She found herself on the floor. She had bumped her head badly. She was also very sweaty. She started crying again. Her parents came in and calmed her down, so she went to sleep. She woke up the next morning and ran downstairs, and right before her very eyes was the little tree. Sue was so happy. She had the best Christmas ever.
What a nice story. It's too bad the author of it did not put the name on it. Perhaps the author, if he or she is listening, will let us know so that we can give credit where credit is due. Well, I would say that was another winner, wouldn't
yeah.
you?
Now, how about some letters?
Well, we've got quite a few of them here. Good.
Sure,
nice
sure
look
do.
At this stack of them. Okay, we better get to work here.
Right.
I've got, who's that one? Is that Gary Scalato has written?
Yeah, and this is just a very friendly note. Huh. Gary writes, "Dear Santa Claus, when are you coming? Happy Christmas. Is it going to snow at your house? When will Rudolph come to my house? Love, Gary Scalato." And a nice picture on the bottom.
Yeah, that's a wreath on the door, and I suppose that's snow coming down there, isn't mm-hmm. it? Well, Gary, I expect that you know the answers to those questions, but we'll send your letter on to Santa Claus. Here's one from Susan Carol Watson, who writes, "Dear Santa Claus, I've been good this year, so I would like to have a stereo with an 8-track tape player and with AM/FM radio and a dune buggy for my superstar Barbie and a case for her." Susan is going to have a glamorous Christmas. P.S., says Susan Carol Watson, "I will leave you some cookies and coffee."
Let's see, I've got one from Jess and Kelly, and it says, "Dear Santa, my name is Jess, and I am 6 years old. I would like for Christmas a play watch, a bicycle with training wheels, and some books. Please bring my sister Kelly, who is 4 years old, a dollhouse, a small bicycle, and some doll clothes. We have tried to be good this year. Please remember all the other boys and girls. We will leave you some cookies and hot chocolate on the coffee table. Love, Jess and Kelly."
How about that? Jess and Kelly have got a joint letter there. Do we have an envelope? Do we know where that's from? No, we don't have it. Well, gosh.
So.
Okay, kids. Here's Kevin White from Radiant who writes, "Dear Santa, I've been good this year, and I thank you very much for the presents you gave me last year. And now, down to business," writes Kevin White. "I would like a green machine, a game, and a Snoopy Speedway. I would also like some surprises, too. I'm 6 years old and in the first grade. Love, Kevin White." That's fine first grade writing, too, Kevin. A very mm-hmm. nice job.
All right. I have a letter from Tammy McDaniel. And Tammy says, "Dear Santa, I would like for you to bring me Baby This and That, a record player, a game, a coat, a ring, clothes, and bring my brother something too. I have been a good girl. I will leave you some cookies and milk. Love, Tammy McDaniel." And an excellent picture at the bottom.
Yeah, and also what she say right there for Santa.
She says, "I love you."
Uh-huh. Look at all the pictures. There's a swing set and a tree and a house. Troy Milton has written to Santa and is sending along a Christmas card to Santa with a little character standing there under a tree, and he's got a big old floppy hat on and says, "All wrapped and tied with warmest wishes tucked inside." Troy's letter, Troy, I guess, is in fifth grade because he's got a picture down here of a Christmas tree and it says, "Merry Christmas, fifth grade" on it. Troy Milton writes, "Dear Santa Claus, thank you for the things you brought me last year. I've been fairly good this year. Nice enough to bring me a dump truck, Tonka dump truck, bulldozer, Ford tractor, a Baja van, and clothes to keep me warm. And I will leave some goodies on the table. And don't forget my mother and father. Love, Santa," from Troy Milton. Troy sounds like he's going in the construction business, Miss Message.
And is this the last letter?
Well, I think it must be.
And this is from Lisa Gaines. And Lisa writes, "Dear Santa, I would like for Christmas a lunchbox with Alice in Wonderland on it, Barbie sing-along record player, a Baby Alive, clothes, gaucho suit, and records. Oh, I almost forgot. I want a ring also. I have been a very nice girl this year, and I'll leave you some cookies and coffee. P.S. Tell Mrs. Santa I said hello. Love, Lisa Gaines."
Look at the little smiling faces that Lisa has drawn all over there. Well, we'll pass your hellos along to Mrs. Santa, too.
Mm-hmm. That's all the time for tonight.
Okay, let's pack them up for Sam the mailman. By the way, have you heard any of the Christmas music Molly Hoffman has been playing after our program?
Yes, very nice. I wonder what she's got for tonight.
Well, there's one way to find out. Let's close up and listen.
Fine. I'll hang out the mailbag and say goodnight. Good night.
Good night, Miss Message. See you Friday.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. and listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45 for Letters to Santa Claus.